you're listening to the Best of Belfast podcasting with me, Anthony.
And me, Jared. How are you, Anthony?
I'm feeling special.
Special, not humble?
Not humble, special.
Be humble. Be humble.
I am humble. I'm the best person, the funniest person I know.
What about the humble one?
The humble one.
And as he's now, the artist formerly known as the special one.
That's the name of the show. The artist formerly known as the special one. I'm slightly gutted, but I'm not at the same time. See, the more I've thought about it, there's a guy on Instagram, he's a big Arsenal guy, does his own YouTube channel, Lee Gunner, and he put up stuff about Jose Mourinho. You know, are Arsenal fans happy that we didn't get him, or would they like Pochettino? I did want him, I really did, but see, the more I thought about it,
You want Rafa Benitez?
Rafa Benitez or Sam Allardyce. Somebody who starts from the back where we have issues. But Mourinho, his last few clubs that he's left them worse than when he had them. He goes in, he spends hundreds of millions of pounds and ends up creating a bad atmosphere. Either he's not getting what he wants from the board, or he gets what he wants, it doesn't work out, he wants to redo it again, and the board are going, hold on, we've just gave you hundreds of millions of pounds, make it work. And then he goes out and tries to criticise the players in a way to motivate them. But people are such snowflakes now that they don't understand constructive criticism or positive reinforcement. So they just have their wee diva moments, and then that trickles down to the field, and then the performances suffer. And then the performances suffer, the fans turn on the manager. And I think Arsenal's a club. Arsenal's one of Arsenal's first club models was forward. I think if you get Jose Mourinho, you'll get a quick hit. But he's a 2-year manager. Do you know who he reminds me of? Claudio Ranieri. Claudio Ranieri goes in, has 1-2 good seasons, and then boom, he's done. Now, Jose is a lot more successful than Claudio, but he's a short-term fix.
I see where you're coming from, but you mentioned earlier it's the boardroom execs. Woodward was his problem at United. Like, Woodward made him buy Fred. Fred's like the worst player at United. They still are.
But can you imagine him getting into the Arsenal boardroom?
I know that, that's what I'm saying.
And
that,
saying, give me £200 million, and Stan Kroenke going, you're not getting champ, here's 50 million, go and buy six players.
You'd be getting pennies. Good to see the Paddy Power folks, isn't it?
Yeah. Daniel Levy turned up with Waybar with shiny pennies.
You're right.
So, do you think it was the right decision to sack Pochettino, in your opinion?
No, because this is a manager that had a Champions League final team with a mediocre, I don't think they were at their best. I think they could have been a lot better than what they were to get to that final. I don't think they were great getting there.
No, they definitely had a lot of luck getting there, especially with VAR. But what's his record this year? He's lost like 19 games or something.
He's managed Spurs though. It's not a successful club to begin with.
I know, but he has a team of players that you could very easily sell for in excess of $500 million for the squad.
Yeah, and probably deliver the results that they delivered this season.
But there comes a point, something's happened there. Because you don't go from playing the way Spurs were playing. They were doing exciting football, they got a new stadium. But something's changed along the way. And if you've still got the same players that you had before, and he done a good job with the players, he didn't do a great job. To me, a great job is bringing a trophy back, getting to the final and getting beat. No one remembers the runners up.
I do. We clearly remember.
That's because it's only 5 months removed.
No, but for as long as I can remember, Spurs are a top 10 club. They're not. I think they had one good season, didn't they, where they nearly got to the top two, and then they dropped it in the last 2 weeks of the season or something.
Was that the end of last season?
No, I'm sure they were.
They done sort of similar at the end of last season. They were going, and then
end
of last season, from third to sixth, nobody wanted to win a game. Everybody was just throwing the towel.
I remember the top and changing actually now that you mentioned that. But Pochettino was a good manager. He's going to get scooped up by somebody else.
Mm.
Where they're putting off a band-aid that, you know, to prevent that happening in a couple of months.
Yeah, and you're in a worse position.
Is that what they were doing? I think he's a good enough manager that you would have kept him. That you would, if you were the board at that club, you go, he's worth keeping.
And he's been there 5 years. It's not like it's like Emery, and he's been there a year and a half, and you're like going.
Emery's not doesn't just seem a right fit for that, true, doesn't?
No. Do you know what? See with Emery, he seems like a genuinely nice person. Like there's not one bad bone in his body, but he's just not right for Arsenal. And I think he's been given enough time to try.
It's the most established decisions. How did that play Pepe or Kieran Tierney?
Or Ozil?
Possibly bring them in.
I know. But as well, like, see with Arsenal in years gone by when they were really successful under Wenger, that's starting 11. You didn't even have to go on and check Sky Sports or Teletext to see what the team was going to be. You knew the 11 players who were going to start.
Yeah.
And they went out, they killed most of the games off in the first 20 minutes to 30 minutes. And then they just played nice free-flowing football, controlling the game. Now it's a fucking McWatson under 12s.
Definitely not.
Chasing the ball.
Not reliable at all.
No.
But to go back to your question, yes, I think it was a bad decision to get rid of Poch. I don't think that they must have had that deal going on in the background. The point where you know the next day. The next day. And like we were, to be fair, the day the Pochettino was sacked, I was actually reading an article about how it was Mourinho was linked again to the United job. That United brought them back.
No, that is somebody who had nothing to write about and just made something up.
I don't know, obviously mend the article now because there's that many other ones about Mourinho, but I remember reading it and thinking you could actually see that happening.
I was enjoying him as a pundit. I thought he was a breath of fresh
funny,
air.
Funny, yeah. He was cocky enough to say whatever.
Yeah.
Or not cocky, but you know what I mean. Confident enough to say whatever.
Yeah. And he speaks the truth. You know, it's very rare. Like, in one of his first interviews, as you touched on at the start, he said he was humble, and then 5 minutes later, they asked him about the Champions League final, and he says, "I don't know, I've never lost a Champions League final." So,
I don't know. I just think it was funny that we were in a wee mini group chat with me and Paddy, and we were joking. I says, Arsene, Jose and Rafa will be back in the whole time, and at the minute it looks kind of like it could happen, but that was a joke like at half 8 and then by 9 o'clock or something Jose was appointed.
Mm.
Which is mad.
Yeah, at the time I'd say I would have liked Mourinho, but do you know what I think Arsenal need? Maybe Spurs need it as well. They need a hard man either in the centre of the park.
But
or centre back.
When you think about it, Pellegrini at West Ham, he's on his way out too, isn't he?
Are they in the league?
It's not another London club though, isn't it? So.
But is he not doing a mediocre job at a mediocre club? So you can't really.
But he's 16th. 13 points, 3 wins, 4 losses, 5. I don't know, 4 draws, 5 losses.
Hmm. They're floundering a wee bit and have invested money.
I don't know, I just think it's mediocrity is not tolerated anymore, even by clubs that are mediocre.
Definitely not. It's now a business.
Did Leicester change the mentality of clubs can do better?
That's a very fair point. It's a very fair point, actually. And I think Brendan Rodgers is very, very, very happy there. I think it would take.
Just come with the earth, he is like, but. To be sitting second in the Premier League, 12 games gone.
Say it again?
He's second in the Premier League, 12 games gone. Do you know what I mean? They're ahead of Chelsea.
Chelsea and City?
They're ahead of Man City.
head of Sheffield United here on Facebook. What that, the fuck?
Where's
the last time I got to the league table?
Man City's goal difference is plus 22. Leicester's just plus 21.
Serious?
That's impressive, like.
Very impressive.
Now, they then beat Southampton 9-0 or something, but. But City haven't done that.
No. Don't even think Liverpool have done that.
So at this stage in the game, we'll hopefully do a callback in May next year. Premier League winner right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jose said, he said Spurs aren't going to win the league this year. He said we will next year.
Humble. Be humble.
This year, I can't see anybody stopping Liverpool.
I don't think they'll go undefeated. I don't think they're, if they're conceding scrappy gold.
They're conceding, how many clean sheets have they had this season? They've had next to none. Because I had to take Virgil van Dijk out of my fantasy football team.
I just know in their last load of games, they just, even when they concede, they're scoring a lot, which is their positive, but when they went 1-0 down against Spurs.
Spurs used to be like that.
But they went 1-0 down against Spurs, and then Spurs conceded two picks. Anyone there, you get the second.
I know. Speaking of people getting relieved of their duties, Prince Andrew, guilty or not? Have you watched the Newsnight? The Newsnight?
Oh, I'd heard some of the radio interviews and stuff. I don't really know a lot on the topic, is the truth. But.
Except Epstein didn't kill himself?
He's a lizard man. He definitely knew.
Yeah.
He came across as a liar, and that interview, and we watched it for a few seconds and heard the radio interviews, and he just sounded like a liar.
Do you know?
But here, what about Royal Port Rush, not taking him off the? He is like their charter guy or whatever. He's been removed, like all across England.
He what?
He's been removed in like places where he does the same thing across England, but not Port Rush. Controversial.
I was watching the whole thing, right? And apart from him looking like a 2-year-old had done his tie, which frustrated the life out of me, hate a man that can't tie a knot in a tie, it infuriates me. I was watching him, right, and you have to take into account, right, he is a very important person, okay? He is doing a million and one things at once. For him to know absolutely everything about everything he's doing and every person within the organisations that he's going to, he's probably sitting in the car from the airport to the venue he's going to, he's handed a sheet, he's saying memorise that and rhyme it off and make a few jokes, okay? So I'm sitting watching it and I'm going to myself, can you give him the benefit of the doubt? If you stretch it, and it has to be a stretch, maybe. And then it comes to the part of him standing in the room with his arm around the girl, and he just denied it all. And he said, my people have looked at the photo and we can't distinguish if it's real or not. It's a photo of a photo through a screen that's words to that effect. It's very, very close. And I just went, you're standing there with your arm around her. I mean, right, even say, yes, I was standing there with her in that room. Nothing happened. I can't remember her. I meet tens of thousands of people. Like, you know yourself working in retail. You don't remember half the people.
Oh, the amount of people that come in and go, remember I was in there?
Yeah.
Nope.
Or you see them out in the street and they recognise you. All he has to do is say,
oh, the good fella's taking a piss.
You say to them, yeah, maybe I did meet her, but I have no recollection of that.
I don't know who she is, where she's from, why we took the photo.
Even say, do you know what, that was me standing there, but see them fingers around her waist, they're photoshopped in. And then you can go, again, it's a bit of a stretch, but you can go, it's not beyond the realms of possibility. And it was like watching somebody dig their own grave. Literally just like, put the shovel down, champ. Put the shovel down. And he says he might do an interview to clear stuff up.
I think he did the interview. Isn't that what happened?
No, he wants to do another one because of that.
Oh, just let it go.
bury your head in the sand and say nothing.
Yeah.
Or do you know what's going to happen?
Well, I think
you're going to end up like fucking Princess Diana.
I think they're already calling for his head in America, like, so. But speaking of photos and stuff, just a topic we haven't even really touched on, but we missed it. Conor McGregor. And the photo of him with the girl in Liverpool.
With him?
And the girl in Liverpool.
Yeah.
In the toilet.
Yes, I didn't touch on that.
I know. This fits
did I not put that on the agenda last week?
I don't know, we didn't talk about it though.
We definitely didn't. I put it on the Instagram and the Facebook story.
I seen that.
Conor McGregor is... well, hold on, just before we go on that. I put up questions on the Instagram story and everybody agrees that Prince Andrew's guilty. AF, as the kids on Twitter say. Guilty
he's
AF.
A bad liar as well.
And he can't tie a knot, that's even worse. He's royalty and he can't tie a knot. He can't even employ someone to tie a knot. But Conor McGregor, clear as a whistle, clear as dick in the road.
I heard he didn't even punch the guy in the pub.
Apparently that guy walked into his fist repeatedly.
So what do you make of it? People are saying this girl was crying poverty and is now living life and loving life, holidaying in New York shopping.
She's in Hollywood in LA.
Was it
Marlon Monroe's wee star in the ground and all?
Payoff or fact?
Now, I know she has a premium Snapchat. You can follow her on Instahoot. Instagram, here we go. Her username is Terry Murray X, TerriMurray, and then X. And she's fucking blue tick certified.
You can buy a blue tick though.
Oh, can you? Right, okay. But she clearly is either OnlyFans.com, and some of the highlights here, when I see you can't see it. That's her lying with her top off, showing your thong, covering her boobs.
Okay.
My current situation, thinking about all the fucks I give for you, for your comments. So she clearly has a premium account for adult content.
Right.
Okay. That can be quite lucrative, but I don't think it's lucrative that you're going to Hollywood and staying in big hotels. Like.
And I would like to believe that we all got it wrong with Connor. But apparently she was crying poverty.
Yeah.
Now she's living the high life.
And you know what? I have nothing wrong with girls doing premium content for Tuesday. See if you can make a bucket load of money off it. See if I could make money showing people my dick. but Connor.
And that's on the premium memo.
Yeah.
These jokes.
I think it's a payoff. It has to be.
I honestly.
The same way I think the old man was paid off because the old man didn't turn up to court.
Right, okay. It's all convenient now.
Everything just falls in. It's like watching Ray Donovan. You know, you see all the madness and then it comes to it and then everybody's happy, everybody's got what they want.
Well, I mean, I'm not gonna lie,
I was hopeful when
I read it originally, all that was happening. And then it was actually Granny, my wife, she said, no, that girl's now running about thing. Well, people are saying this, people are saying that, and she filled me in on all the goings on. I was like, I could see Connor paying his way out of it because money's no object.
Absolutely, make it disappear. But the day that.
Like Epstein disappeared?
The day Epstein disappeared or stopped breathing, and he broke his own neck. The day that it was announced, she put up on her Instagram.
Oh, I don't contact my solicitors.
Okay. Yes, that's what it was. Okay, so I've had lots of messages today. All queries. Fuck me, reading's difficult. All queries, please contact. I'm putting words in here. Fuck, read that at church. stuff
oh, okay. Okay, so I've had a lot of messages today. All queries, please direct. Please contact. Please direct to my lawyer, Lorna McCammon. At SFRlaw, Lorna McCammon at SFRlaw.co.uk.
I think we should message her and ask her, will she ring into the podcast and clear everything up?
Good luck. Time zones might be different.
She's in Liverpool.
She's not in LA.
She's on her holidays.
Exactly.
But when she comes
back.
Let's
see if she's sending a wee voice note or something. It's probably asked them to sign up their premium Snapchat.
Oh, fuck that. Who was it was telling me about that? Some of them work, I don't know if it was one of the Curry's ones or the Carphone ones, and they said they went on to check someone's premium Snapchat, and they said as soon as they went on, the guy messaged, "Do you pay in?" Not like strip club, you know, where they butter you up and they give you the whole customer first thing and all, make you feel like you're King Dick.
Right.
Straight on, are you paying? He's like, "Oh, there's nothing on your story, you know, I'm not going to preview you, man. You're not getting that one for free." Blocked him. Not for a good business person.
So they can see who's viewing them, is that what it is? Or?
Correct.
I don't know, you should throw a wee test one up there.
Yeah.
Doesn't want to get stopped.
Speaking of bad business people, Benjamin Netanyahu. Who the fuck's that, says Jared?
Who the fuck is that?
It's the president of Israel. Has been caught and looks like he's going to go to jail for on corruption charges. Hundreds of bribes on government contracts and turning a blind eye to certain things, and it's all coming out. Israel, aka Palestine, is having its third election within a year. He was charged with this back in February, and it's been continuing on, and the proceedings, the hearing was announced in October, and the proceedings are going to start, so Illuminati is being tucked down.
It'll probably be like Brexit never happened.
Guarantee he's linked to Epstein.
Lizard people, that's the new theory, isn't it? Well, it's been about three years. But I mean,
this is what's happening. The new world order is restructuring.
Hulk Hogan, brother.
What you gonna do? Yeah. Hopefully Palestine gets back on the right road now. Good business people. I seen this. It's like a wee. It's called a conspiracy page. You know me. I'm not into conspiracies at all. And it just gives you like a wee brief outline. Apparently, Starbucks told their employees to spell the names wrong on purpose, knowing. So you know why everybody, they get their Starbucks cup with their name on it, and say your name's Sean,
yeah,
and it's spelled like PH, U apostrophe, colon.
Yeah, so the people who are millennials complain and then
take a photo and put it online, but you're putting up the photo of the Starbucks cup and you're putting
their name in it or tagging them in it.
Tagging them or saying, and apparently they're getting free marketing.
Well, here,
isn't that genius?
When you think about it, it's actually a cracking idea.
It's phenomenal.
And any wonder they're doing it?
Class. I thought it was absolutely brilliant when I seen it.
I didn't know that jar could be spelled C U N T, like, but
who would have thunk it? There, let me see. Couldn't think of a segue there. Done three good segues in a row there, didn't I?
You did alright.
This is an important one for us coming up to Black Friday. Huawei. So, you know, for most people who listen, they don't know Huawei, the phone manufacturer, have a pending ban with all
US
companies, so including Google. Huawei being the second biggest phone manufacturer in the world at the minute, there was a deadline for August or September. The original one
I think was
August.
It was August because it was 90 days, it was extended till the 17th of November.
Yeah, and now they've extended to like the 2nd of February or 22nd of February. So if you're looking to get your Huawei devices on any of the Black Friday sales in Carphone Warehouse, about your road to Carphone Warehouse in Spruceville Curries, you come and see me and Jared and we'll sort you out. But any licensed product now will be fine. So don't panic. I think that's why they're holding off the Mate 30 Pro.
I don't think they're going to release that in the UK until they find a solution.
Yeah.
Until they find a solution to this, and it's to protect people for future upgrades. That's why they're holding it back. So while we're thinking about you as well.
Well, I have a solution for global warming, and this is a wee bit geeky. But the second largest moon orbiting Jupiter, Titan. Do you know Jupiter's 82 moons?
82?
82.
We only get one.
Uh-huh. And we still can't even get to it. So, the atmosphere within Titan, it's a gas atmosphere.
Okay.
But whatever way the... Hold on, they get the names of them all. Because, as you can tell, my reading's not the best.
Not today when you add in your own words and stuff.
I know, I was like a wee thesaurus just using the other word. So, the landscape and the terrain of Titan is very similar to Earth.
Okay.
Now, let me see what way their atmosphere is. So, it's a carbon-based atmosphere, and it's very heavy in methane, and there's a carbon dioxide. No, so, I'll read it here. So, in 2004 to 2017, it performed one of the NASA spaceships, Cassini, C-A-S-S-I-N-I, had performed 120 flybys of Titan. The radar images penetrated Titan's opaque atmosphere of nitrogen and methane. While its visible and infrared instruments captured some of the larger geological features through the methane haze, the results acquired using combined instruments data sets revealed a dynamic world of dunes, lakes, plains, craters, and other terrains, all of which appear to be clearly distributed with latitude on a global scale. Some of the terrain features cover a far greater than others. So, there you go. If Greta Thunberg doesn't get her way, then we can all go to Titan. It still baffles me, right? How can they get a telescope to fly around a planet hundreds of millions of miles away, but yet the modem in the room, 6 feet above my head, I can't get signal, and have to put a booster in my hall? Fucking lizard people, I've seen they can kill themselves. And so yeah, isn't that class?
It really is, and there is
that's
differences.
Within our own solar system.
There is differences in like temperatures and gravity fields and stuff.
So all we need to do is learn how to breathe in methane and nitrogen and turn it into
oxygen. Combustible elements, then.
Definitely. Speaking about...
combustible elements, just throw it in there.
I was going to say inhaling stuff that you shouldn't. LaSalle School had a load of space cakes.
I think that's De La Salle College now, I'll have you know.
De La Salle College. The
De La Salle
one
College.
That
so we the school formerly known as... LaSalle, you know, the school I went to. And
is that like whenever your favourite Chinese gets shut down because it's unhygienic, so they have to change the name a wee bit?
Which one was that?
Loads of them.
Oh yeah, I mean Chung's isn't called Chung's no more.
Yeah.
I think it was to do with illegal workers though, I think.
Yeah, okay, coming in shipping containers. So go ahead with the LaSalle one. You went to the school. Does this thing happen on the regular, or did it?
Listen, I was honestly thinking about this for the show. All I know is that every secondary school that I knew people in had drugs in them. Anybody that, if you want them, they're there. Doesn't mean everybody takes them. It just means that people that want them can get them. They might be supplied from outside of the school and brought into the school and gave it to somebody.
Yeah.
But most things are arranged for outside of the school anyway, so and then they can be sold inside of the school, you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, common going on, I think it's like common everywhere except for primary schools. Even some primary schools have it apparently.
I remember whenever I was in primary school, a wee fella, he was in my class, he was a mad bastard, and he had dope in his bag, like proper brown.
Yeah.
Back in the day, it was popular. I remember in school, a girl, her and her mate, drank a quarter bottle. I think it was like third or fourth year. They had a quarter bottle of Algage before they came into school. And were drunk all day in school. And then another fella was sniffing glue. Had it in a school bag. And just had his bag in the desk. And was sniffing glue in school. Got away with it. Got away with it, right? And then done it again, and then think it was this, it was actually a substitute teacher. She must have smelled it, because it was really strong. How they didn't smell it the first time, maybe he brought more in, but she, I think she clicked on, the bulb was going on, she smelled it, and went and got the vice principal, and the vice principal in our school, Mr. Duffy, you see when you were caught, you just told him what you'd done, and he appreciated your honesty. See if you did, you tried to be funny, like, what he would say, see if he caught you being late to school, and you said you thought you were going the quicker way, he said, right, do you know what we'll do? Come back after school when it's closed, no one's here. We'll get a ruler and you can flip it and do both ways to see which way was the quickest. And then if you came clean and said, no, sorry, I was acting a dick, he went, right, that's attention. Don't do it again. He was so far and straight to the point. It was brilliant.
Which is probably like the way you needed to be as a teacher. I think you got more respect that way.
Definitely.
From people. But, so in the cell, I think they were baking some drugs into some buns and space cakes and what have you. And then I think there was pills and stuff down around as well.
Pills are very popular now, aren't they? I met the people here on like yellows and blues. I wouldn't even know what the you call the actual chemical name for a blue tablet or a yellow tablet. Is blues diazepam?
Blues or diazepam, I think.
And then whatever the yellows are.
I could ring somebody that works in the drug outreach team and ask, but
like,
it's probably working.
I'm so out of touch with drugs. Like, I would see if I was to buy drugs.
I actually wouldn't know their names. It's not coming to my mind right now.
I wouldn't know what quantity to buy, or what price said quantities are, or is it like Tesco but there's a wee yellow sticker and you know it's an offer, so you just grab a couple of them. Uh-huh. But I'm so out of touch with it that I wouldn't know.
But you know why? And this is what I mean. People that want drugs can get them. If you're looking for them, I'm sure you know somebody that you can ask. Maybe know somebody that can get. You know. But
yeah.
That's not you. That's not what you do. So you're not in that and don't know the prices of them and stuff.
See, when I was growing up as a teenager, right? It was easier for us to get drugs than it was to get alcohol.
100%.
Because it's regulated and there's laws and stuff in place and you have the ID. Do you know how we used to get a carry out, right? See that wee guy who told you it was P7, he had a wee bit of brown on him.
Yeah.
Right? His brother was a big joyrider. Right.
Okay.
I don't want people thinking that I hung about with fucking dogs around his company. I just was in circles. And that guy used to stand outside the off license for us. 12, 13, 14, he had the same people he knew, who knew his big brother, right? And he asked him, will you go and get his carry out? And he went, no, he went, I'll get our brand for you. But what do you want?
Don't be badly about her.
What do you want? So.
So it's just, it is a case of sometimes who you know, and that's what I mean though, it's like, you know somebody, you know somebody, or.
So.
But, I mean, drugs have always been about schools, always.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it was arranged in school or outside of school, whether it was brought into school, they've always been about. It's nothing new. I think what's new is that it was actually, I think the article said it was 6 years that we're being entrepreneurial and selling them within the school, making them into goods, you know. But I think they all got suspended as well. But they had.
You have to get them expelled for bringing drugs into school.
Probably have to launch investigations and stuff, probably not like retail employment law, where you have to follow these things.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, there was a parent went on and said her son had come home and told her everything anyway, but said I'm not buying the drugs, I was offered them, but I told him no, and says who was it? No, I'm not telling you. That's a good chat.
Snitches get stitches.
Mold's
got a boot in the hole.
I think this is more prevalent because there was a wee I'm not going to go into the details or anything, but there was a young guy, 21-year-old, that was found dead last week after taking drugs, yeah.
I seen that, and
in Starbucks.
It's very close in the community, and I don't want to say anything, because I know a lot of people are getting annoyed, and I have certain views on certain things,
exact same.
And, well, I don't know. No.
Anyway, moving on from that one.
Drugs that are good, CBD oil. Oh,
got
still
my,
vaping.
Got mine right here.
Do you know what? I put my vape pen in my car thinking I would use it more. I used it less in my car. See, because like I was saying before, I'm not a smoker, so it's not my natural
is
instinct
that,
to
that
grab.
Enjoyment for you?
I took it out of the car, had it in the house. I also got the name, there's a new company that's seen CBD products NI.
Okay. Good stuff.
Lethal.
Yeah.
Absolutely unbelievable. Got 1,000 milligram CBD oil. Even Sinead's noticed. See my mood? It changes my mood completely. Makes me so much happier.
And what size is the?
So it's a 10 milligram bottle. And the dosage, the
so
strength,
a
is 1,000.
So it's 100 milligram or 100 milligram per mil.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. So it's obviously it's like an equation. Whereas the CBD oil, I definitely the vape oil. I need a bigger. I need a higher
dosage,
strength
yeah.
Because that's 1,000 milligram, but it's only over 100 mil. So it's only really 10
yeah.
milligram per mil.
Yeah.
So when you're taking that, there's only.
Yeah, CBD products it has bath bombs. And it was very, very tempted to get
I was one. So is that the one that I've started to see on our Instagram page?
Yeah.
Right, okay. I've seen his bath bombs and did he do like a couple of different flavours, maybe the number like scents or something?
Mm-hmm.
Like strawberry and
see if he has them up here.
I'm sure he'll have some
so
Black Friday offers.
CBD products NI, have you got any Black Friday offers?
Let us know. Hit us up.
Winter warmer scented cinnamon, clove, pine needles, and sweet orange. Wouldn't be for me. There's another one there. They're vegan friendly as well. Stress relief. Energy boost. Calm night CBD bath bombs. So, I would highly recommend going on.
And tell them, by the looks of it, they have ones for energy, they have ones for stress, they have ones for just calming you down.
See, that this is what the big thing with CBD oil does. See, when you calm down, everything else is a byproduct.
Life is like a box of chocolates.
Correct.
That's exactly what that does for me, because when I'm not...
You're not on edge. You're not in that, not PTSD mode, but you're not in that... You think clearer.
Yeah, things just don't
worry
rattle you as much.
Yeah. You're like, right, let's work through this.
Yeah.
How are we going to solve this?
You just want to get through it, yeah.
Yeah.
It gives,
yeah.
Gives you the clear head on this to go, yeah, this is what we need to do. So, I mean, CBD, some of the benefits, it can relieve pain, relieve stress, anxiety, reduce inflammation, even your blood sugar, even muscle spasms. People that have seizures and stuff, you know, the CBD's huge. I mean, I'm a huge advocate for it. I know plenty of people now that take it. I know
mm-hmm.
people are more open about talking about it. About taking it, whereas beforehand it was like it had that negative connotations and that it doesn't really have anymore, which is great.
Yeah. Do you know what else is really good that people should do? And I done it. So I've had 2 years ago I got a sports injury lifting weights, trying to lift big weights because somebody said they could lift big heavy weights when they were lying to me.
Deal.
And I hurt, it was like a long shoulder.
Is that what that was?
And neck, yeah. But it would make my arm go limp, but the next day it's fine. So, this year it's been really bad. Went to physio, girl gave me exercises, made it worse. Don't know how, don't know why. Stopped training, doing the exercises, and it was just worse. So, I was in that much pain, I messaged CM Sports Therapy from XL Gym. Tommy, who was on the show at the start of the year. Oh my god, I put it up on the story. Right, so... He done a wee bit of everything. I told him what it was, and he says, "You carry all your tension in your traps." I was like, "I have traps, thanks very much. Appreciate that, you flirting." And
John Cena gold.
So, he done this wee thing. He got me to put my hands on the top of my head, like you're being arrested. And he put his arms in through mine, round the back of my neck. Went up behind me, done some sort of Macarena move, and you would have heard all the cracking. I mean, he literally hands up and then. A wee jig, a wee shake, and a big crack. He got these mean. He said it's like modern, or sorry, Western acupuncture.
Okay.
He called it. So he puts the wee needles in, and I think what that does is it stimulates the muscle to get the muscle going.
Right, okay.
And then he does some blading, so he gets like a big blunt blade, and it breaks up all the muscle around his scar tissue.
Do you rub it around your back?
No, it's just, he done it on the top of my shoulders, and...
So say you don't like blades in back, so you don't?
No. On the inside of my... At the front, the inside of... Or sorry, the inside of my chest, where your arm... Where your armpit is.
Yeah.
In and around there. And then he done like the suction cups, I call them. And people are messing with me, going, was that really sore? See the needles, right? I hate needles. Like, I had to go and get my blood taken, and I was contemplating an excuse to ring up and cancel my appointment with the doctor.
Right, okay.
But only I was really sick at the time, I had to go. And as soon as I walked in the room, the nurse knew I was afraid of needles. I didn't even know he was putting them in. I went, boop, boop, boop. And I went, don't show me this until after, because there's a chance I could either keel over or be sick. And didn't even know they were in. It was amazing. And then, see the suction cups?
Probably knows the right spots to put them in.
Yeah. See the suction cups? What they do, I think they lift the muscle up and it helps with the blood flow. So you're getting the blood in to fix it all.
Yeah, but it would draw the blood up, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So red blood cells have, is it hemoglobin?
Hemoglobin. That sounds,
yeah.
Right. So that sounds smart and right.
So that has everything in it to help repair the body. See before I got that done, see the change lane in a car? I was playing lane roulette.
Oh.
See, to check my blind spot.
Cheers for telling me now after you drove me to Derry and everywhere else.
See the change lane? I had to turn my entire body around to check my blind spot. Or see, to put a seatbelt on, I had to turn and almost go on my side. See, now I can just reach my arm back and pull it in a right angle. And see, I'm sports therapy. If you've any issues, go to him and give me loads of wee exercises.
And so, did the cups hurt?
No, it was relaxing. I'm surprised he didn't have a big puddle of my slobbers. You know, like on them.
So say it looked like love beds.
That's what it was like. It really was. I don't know why he reached around and all, but he did. You know, like on the massage table, you've got the wee hole for your face to go in. I'm surprised at the bottom that there wasn't a big pile of my slobbers because it was so relaxing.
To get a happy ending?
No happy ending. Well, it was a happy ending because
you're cured.
Because I'm cured. I was very happy. And
cured,
I have been cured.
Cured reveals you. That's right.
So. And.
So here, you know, Black Friday's coming up. Only because it felt like you were.
Well, Jared, it's a Black Friday today because Paddy Barnes is retired.
Oh.
From boxing.
I've seen that last night.
I hope his planned fight with Conor Burns is still going to go ahead.
Didn't even think about that. Wow. Somebody reach out to Conor Burns.
And Paddy Barnes is retiring. Fair play to him. He went out the Olympic hero for his country and fought at a professional level. Fair play, Paddy. Well done.
There's not much,
real nice
more,
guy,
not much more you can say on it, you know.
He done loads in charity. He released a big statement. Well, it's not a big statement, but he released a statement and I think he hit the nail on the head. And I hope he's still involved heavily in boxing because he's a great role model.
I'd say he's definitely got coaching on his future if he has his badges yet. Or maybe he'd move towards doing them.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So, Black Friday, sorry.
No, I was just saying.
And car from where his boots are rolling. Curry's at Sprucefield.
Our black tag event started today.
Today.
You can get the wireless.
Well, it's already been going.
That was why we had for black tag.
Yeah,
black
but there were still great deals.
Oh, no, they're fantastic. But the have you seen the wee headphones? They're £44.50.
Yeah.
They're brilliant.
Are they?
Really good sound. They even sold my regional manager.
There you go.
She used them for a wee trip to Berlin.
Very good. I'm just checking here if there's anything I've missed. But Black Friday.
What do you make of it? Like, taking our retail part out of it, our jobs out of it. What do you make? Obviously, it's an American tradition. It's an American thing that's now been adopted in the UK. And I think Currys and Carrefour Markets, I think we're the biggest adopters of it. I think we're the ones that really. Think, but is it a good thing to have Christmas before Christmas?
I think it's a good thing for people to get massive savings and take the burden off. Absolutely.
Gives them a chance to spread it out a wee bit longer.
Yeah.
But do you think it adds pressure to people thinking, oh, Jesus, if they buy it this month, if they buy it next month? You know, Christmas is a hard time for some people, you know.
It's now been going.
Do you associate it with Christmas?
I associate that it's for Christmas, but it's not Christmas. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, perfect. To me, perfectly, you know.
So, it's... To me, December's almost like a right relaxed month now.
You know? I like to have everything wrapped up and just enjoy the...
Yeah.
I mean, the Christmas market, just walking around. Not even to go down and shopping, just down around, see what's there, grab some kangaroo burger while I watch M Celebrity at night, you know.
Yeah. I think it's good because, people get great savings, and... The way it's done with the company that we work for, it's done the way it should be. It's not one day, it's spread. It gives everybody a chance to get. And then you can almost enjoy December now. There's less madness in December. You know, you can almost enjoy Christmas a bit more.
That's why I wanted to talk about Black Friday, right? This was my segue. Was Boxing Day.
Mm-hmm.
Should retail stores open on Boxing Day?
Well, funny you should ask that, Jordan. That was on our Instagram poll, and it was 100%. Everybody agreed. Big retail stores should be closed on Boxing Day. Home Bargains have done it for the second year in a row.
And the Entertainer will do it, which is the toy store.
Yeah.
They even close on Sundays. Every week, anyway. But they're closed.
I can understand with opening on a Sunday because people are off to do the shopping. Because not everywhere has late night openings, so I can understand my Sunday shopping.
No, the closing Sundays.
That's what I mean.
Oh, right, okay.
I'm saying
you're an advocate for that.
Well, I didn't say that. I said I can understand why they open. But I definitely think, and our listeners 100% agree, retail should be big retail should be closed on Boxing Day. Because let's be honest, the only 2 days you get off a year is Christmas Day. And Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's it. Like, as a manager, all I know is I work.
Yourself to the phone.
But yeah. Constantly, like, I've
phone calls.
Five in the morning the other day, emails. 7 or 8 after finishing work at 6, you know.
Why, what was Jordan
doing? No, it's just like people with being sick and stuff, and
yeah,
letting you know the earliest convenience, 5 in the morning.
Thanks, mate, appreciate that.
So I mean, I'm always working and getting that day off. That place where your actual shop's closed is the only time you really get a proper don't have to worry day off.
Do you know what it is? That's exactly what it is. You don't have a worry day and you can enjoy
family and
you can enjoy relaxing. I'm not saying close Christmas Eve, but
Christmas Eve, one of my favourite days to work. It's the truth. Because you may feel different, but I feel like see all those people running in the last minute and you're getting them the solution because they've left at the last minute. I don't know if you remember. Do you remember the customer came in after we closed the shop?
Xbox?
And bought. We had an Xbox left in stock and we sold them it because game had sold, everywhere it sold out. And we had one. We weren't supposed to sell them, but it was obviously at our discretion if we did.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to make somebody's Christmas.
Is that because you're a last minute shopper? Or you were a last minute shopper? That you can relate to that?
No, I'm just a Christmas person. I'm not a last minute shopper.
Okay.
I plan well in advance, but
you strike me as a man who would go into town the day of with a couple of £100 back in the day.
Like,
boom 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 boom, everyone done.
Years ago for family and stuff, yeah, I mean,
then you stop buying them.
Yeah, fuck them. No, years ago, maybe when I wasn't as responsible, I would have went out and just done everything lastminute.com, but definitely in the last 10 years, I've been a person that prefers well in advance, you know.
So is that yours, that grown you?
Our training's paying off, you know.
Very good, very good. Anything? I've had enough of your shit. Do you think you've had enough? Here, no, sorry, I'm going to finish.
What?
You'd
have enough? What?
I I've had enough of your shit, but you want to listen to my shit instead of listening to your shit.
No, did we finish that last part there? So Boxing Day?
Should be closed.
Should be closed, agreed.
Should be closed. Everywhere, just relax, refresh, recharge, back into it.
What are you open for Boxing Day this year? Because I know you're open.
What day is it?
It's a Thursday.
I would imagine it's going to be 9 to 5, 9 to 6.
9 in the morning?
I would imagine. I need to double check.
At the minute, we're 10 to 8.
On Boxing Day.
I know.
George's football on a Boxing Day now.
Football on Christmas Day.
Huh?
I don't know about this year, but generally, if it's a weekend, there'd be matches on it. I wonder if there's got any fixtures for that day.
No, I thought they trained on Christmas Day, but then
that's
you have
matches on Christmas
Boxing
Day
is one of the biggest gambling days of the year. It's like Cheltenham and.
I wouldn't know a thing about it. I wouldn't know a thing about it.
What, gambling on Boxing Day or Cheltenham?
Gambling at all.
Gambling responsibly?
Off it.
You off it?
Off it.
Off it for now.
Still enjoy predicting results and stuff, but off it.
While you're doing that, I'm going to say this thing here. So, seeing this on Twitter, you could choose one of these football tough guys to back you up in a fight. Who are you picking? Roy Keane, Duncan Ferguson, Vinnie Jones, Yap Stam, Stuart Pearce, Julian Dix, never heard of him, Stig Tofting, never heard of him, Patrick Vieira, Thomas Graverson, Neil Ruddock, Gennaro Gattuso, Graeme Souness, or Pepe. I know who I would have.
I know who I'm picking.
Who?
Roy Keane.
Duncan Ferguson. Duncan Ferguson's over 6 foot. Neil Ruddock.
Duncan Ferguson.
I don't think would be reliable enough.
You really think I'm going to pick Duncan Ferguson?
What?
You really think I'm going to pick Duncan Ferguson?
Absolutely. Gattuso's not a bad shit. Or Graeme Souness, I reckon Graeme Souness in his day was a hard man.
So was Neil Ruddock.
But is he reliable? You know, to me, there's a very high chance he's going to be in the Boozer or in the Greggs. And then he would run up after the fight's done.
Vinnie Jones. I think his hard man is a facade.
No, I don't think it is, but I think he's...
He's mellowed.
Mellowed, softened, I think they're the wrong words. He's less involved in that, see, because he's went to the movies, to Hollywood.
He's doing Celebrity X right there.
I know, you don't see that side of him. Like you used to on the
football. Because he doesn't need to be.
What?
Because he doesn't need to be. He doesn't.
Yeah, because he's not in that high adrenaline, testosterone fueled atmosphere where he has to be a peacock. You know. But I definitely think he would do the business.
I'd pick Roy Keane all day long to be fair on that list. Reading the
see for height, Duncan Ferguson.
Small ass, isn't it?
I think that's where Gattuso and Thomas Graverson.
Who would take off the list? Or the
Patrick Vieira.
Yeah, sure, why would you go with Vieira when he... Didn't he not back down to Keane anyway?
He talked a great talk, but I don't know that he would follow through. Pepe? Nah, take him off. Stuart Pearce a good shit.
Some of them get really nice. Who's Stig Tofting?
I don't know. Must be German. See the thing with Stuart Pearce? I think he...
Why is Scott Brown that on this list?
Get away from me. I think Stuart Pearce would try to be very diplomatic. And then... If that wasn't the resolution or outcome that he wanted... It would then go to armed combat. Would you agree?
Armed combat, sure.
Hand to hand combat?
Yeah.
Sorry, hand to hand combat?
Yeah. Hand to hand, I would agree with this.
Right, well, I've had enough of your shit. If you don't go in my house, I'll get one of the furniture
for you. I'm not even. Just to hear the principle. I've had enough of your shit. See you later.